right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Show.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a really cool band out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's 94 Distortion and Fall on Me. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Oh, we're not done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot.
On Max Inc. Radio.
We are local music, Civic Media Radio Network. That's 94 Distortion out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I got to tell you, they definitely pull on my poppy punk chain that I love so much. Oh, I love that band.
Mm-hmm. That
Fall on
fun.
Me, Sweet Invention. I just found this band 2 weeks ago and played them last week, played them this week. I'm going to play them probably more in the future
too. I think they're playing at the Reptile Palace coming up.
I think you're right. I don't have the show information in front of me right now.
I'm going to find it, Jimmy.
Okay, thank you. Save
Look
the day.
At you too.
Hey, this would be a good time for me to tell you that Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. They're a great restaurant, locally owned. CJ's the man. They have a great menu, great beer. You can see all the happenings at fullmilebeercompany.com. Also, the Ethical Trade Co., the Ethical Trade Company, the holidays are coming, and what better way to give than purchasing your gifts from Ethical Trade Company on Madison's East Side. Goods for a better world.
Oh, I can support that.
All right, I found it, Jimmy.
Ooh,
all right, hang on. Hours for Ethical Trade Company are online, ethicaltradeco.com.
Oh, I thought that was a done deal. Saturday, December 10th, It's coming up at the Reptile Palace up in, that's Oshkosh, 94 Distortion, Voice of Addiction, and Smoke-Free Home. I think we have some of that as well.
We definitely have Voice of Addiction. Library. They're from Chicago. They're tight, and they got a new album out, too.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And you'll probably hear that in Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Mm-hmm. Also, one more program note about Max Inc. Heavy tonight, Rocker. I'm setting you up with a double shot, maybe three, because I'm really excited about this. Bad Year out of Milwaukee. They have a brand new EP out. I got to preview three songs so far, and you're going to hear them tonight on Max Inc. Heavy. We're going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour with some Bad Year out of Milwaukee.
Okay, yes. So now we have to listen.
There you
go. Stick with us, definitely.
Rocker, what do you got, man?
Let's see. Still to come, Jimmy, the GMMC, Greater Madison Music City, Rob Dees. He's going to be here to talk about the music recovery framework that they put together. They're going to be releasing a presentation on December 8th at the Cafe Coda. That's going to be a 4:30 event. Devil's Lair, Dave Adler. He's going to be right here in Lair doing Mazel Tunes on piano. We're going to kick back a little bit, turn off the lights, see what's going to happen. Max and Kevy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight.
And what's Max and Kevy kicking off with, Rocker?
It's a Bad Year, Jimmy. There you go.
Terry Barr, what do you got?
Oh, after all that, nothing. You guys stole it all, but I love it. It's so good. I cannot wait to see Dave Adler when he gets in here.
Oh, man.
He's really excited to be here and to play for everybody in this brand new project. He's got a million reasons why he did it, and it's something he's wanted to do like his entire life and has now finally been able to do. So it's going to be terrific.
All right, Devil's Lair coming up in about 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know Rain Stern, right?
Oh, yes.
She's pretty awesome, right?
She's really awesome.
Let's hear her latest song. We got to get some new music from Rain here, but I love the song. I'm Not Them. Rain Stern, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I'm not afraid to
Don't forget the big New Year's Eve show coming up at the spaceship.tv simulcast on Max Inc. Radio. Civil Engineers, Porky's Groove Machine, and this band right here, Linda and the Zeros. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
From thespaceship.tv, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. Jones, Jones.
No appointed figures revealing all of my demons. Think my closet needs some cleaning. Summer's the perfect season, some reason I feel anemic. Shackles under my creases, if you think it, you'll believe it. Huh? Actions are so misleading, my mattress is hypocritic, metaphorically speaking. Life's a movie. And said we so far from the sea, so living to the fullest. My Bible, I'm skimming through it, painting pictures of the scripture, interpret the vision different. So I dumb it down a little for those who stuck in the middle. Still I challenge my mental, hate to sound like a riddle. Though they only judge flaws, I only answer to God. Second guessing my obsession till I see Nicki Minaj.
Gosh.
I ain't choosing, I'm chosen. Nothing new till you notice. You call me gay like I ain't going still. Guess the rock wasn't enough. They wrote the overkill. Still I rise. You either live or die. They tryna fight it as fine as being united, we won. See, I declare war, we won. Make eyes just the criminals, intentionally biblical. Heart is rushing into it, every sin, repenting it. This is me, is that what you wanted? The good, the bad, the frozen all. See, you question my relation, I'm searching for salvation and exercising the patience that was built on this nation. Let's celebrate.
As I recite a Bible, we wonder like, what would I do?
Idols become your rival, you part ways like the Nile River. Run it over as you look over your shoulder. You see pain, you see pleasure. Rainy days, bad weather. Had to shed a few feathers. It was all for the better. Love them all, judge none. Live them like I'm getting young. With my mom's want a daughter and my pops want a son.
With the way my life is set up, I haven't decided what will I have, and I did in an unstable crib. I'm real with myself, there's no room for a kid. No, really, who am I kidding? Pushing 30 to the limit and searching for me and Mrs. Need a woman, not women. My mama noticed the difference. What's the point of new beginnings if I could predict the ending? They only care about winning. Winning. What? Like them losses ain't important. Scar, heart, no emotion. About to blow this bitch up. They tryna find it as fight as being united, we won. See, I declare war, we won. Nigga, I'm just a criminal, intentionally biblical. Heart is rushing in the way that we see, repeating it. This is me, is that what you wanted? The good, the bad, the frozen, no. See, you question my relation, I'm searching for salvation and exercising the patience that was built on this nation. Let's celebrate.
People will judge you in life, but who are they to judge? Me personally, I just want salvation. Living in a rainbow is just a subliminal message to the ear. You may think gay when you hear rainbow, but I'm living in a ruler state of mind. I'm a queen. We're building loyalty on our destination, limiting the proper novelty effectively.
Bird's eye crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Bird's eye crew, we back again, back again. Bird's eye crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Bird's eye crew, we back again, back again. Bird's eye crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Bird's eye crew, we back again, back again. Bird's eye crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Bird's eye crew, we back again, back again.
Share spit with every note strum, that's another quote spun. With every key played, that's another tree blazed. Till the hook comes back, and what's done is done.
Pulling me
the band and rhymes sky high with a bird's eye.
Maxinc Radio, Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting around the state and online on the Civic Media app. That was Bird's Eye, Sky High, some Kilo Skittles before that. Kilo AKA Skittles, excuse me. That was Salvation. All right, so Dave Adler's coming in the Devil's Lair here in about a half hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Dees is also coming in. He's running a little late. So
he's right here.
Oh, he just walked in. Well, Rob, woo-hoo! You just hang on a second, man. We'll get to you in a second, right? Simmer down here, right?
Oh, simmer down.
So anyway, Dave Adler's going to do like Hanukkah music, right, on the piano?
Correct.
I'm going to play some Christmas music right now.
Oh.
Just so we're well-rounded.
Okay, what are you playing?
We're going to go to Maximus, of course, the Madison Area Christmas Compilation.
Oh, boy.
My Jimmy. Love.
Which one?
I've got two here. Two real quick ones. I'm not even going to announce the songs because they're awesome. It's Government Zero and Becca Killjoy.
Oh,
here
boy.
Yeah.
Christmas hymns and carols singing, hallelujah. nights that don't end. Hot summer days far behind us. The leaves long gone and the trees line the streets. Tricky holidays pass, winter's here at last. Bust up and on and celebrate. Plastic covers all our windows. Buckets of salt outside our doors. Will the Packers make the playoffs? Holiday pay days off. Mandatory overtime song. Cause what Christmas means to me, well, that can mean a whole lot of things. Lights on evergreens, baked goods and assorted candy. Christmas hymns and carols, singing hallelujah. Snow forts, snowball fights, nights that don't end. Family can be hard to come by. Long cold nights are lonely without friends. Crackling fires, ugly sweaters always make me smile. The New Year's just around the bend. It's another Christmas on the Isthmus. Another season of 20 below. Sly was buried and cars covered in snow. Another Maximus good to go.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Broadcasting around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr.
Hello.
Nice to see you. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company. The holiday season is here, and what better way to go shopping than to purchase your gifts from the Ethical Trade Company here in Madison's East Side. Goods for a better world. For hours and locations, go to ethicaltradeco.com.
Jimmy, our next guest is in the studio right now. Rob Dees is part of Greater Madison Music City, GMMC, and they're holding a happy hour presentation and meetup at the Cafe Coda on Thursday, December 8th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Releasing the results of 2 years of work the core GMMC planning team has completed in partnership with Global Music City experts Sound Diplomacy. The report gives an overview of economic impact and a regulatory assessment of Madison's music scene. And it concludes with recommendations to create jobs and drive sustainable tourism across all communities and demographics in the greater Madison area. And that's quite a mouthful. So to tell us all about it, we have somebody from GMMC right here, Rob Dees. Welcome to Mac Inc. Radio.
What up? How are you?
It's good to see you, Rob. Cool. You were on the Jimmy K show at the Wisco one night. I believe you, I don't know what the circumstances were, but you were on the radio with us. We've been on the radio together.
Nice. Okay, cool.
I've had the pleasure of interviewing Rob Dees, too. He's involved in a lot of cool stuff, but this may be one of the coolest, maybe?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Tell us about this. I mean, what is the whole intent behind the Greater Madison Music City? What are you looking for?
It's so basic because I feel like really what this is really all about is allowing the arts to really kind of drive your city and create more opportunities. And in order to do that, there really needs to be a more equitable scene in order for that to happen. You need to have more people involved in different ways, in different areas that you can reach. Not just when we say the entertainment community, we just don't mean just necessarily performers on stage. We need to figure out things like how do we interact with venues and how do we do, you know, educational opportunities for teaching artists and filling out that. So really, man, the whole goal is to really just drive and really make Madison a truly accepting community and through the arts and through music in this purpose. So
nice. You guys did some work with the Sound Diplomacy that we're hearing about,
right?
Can we dive into that a little bit? What is that, and what are we going to learn from what you're finding out from the Sound Diplomacy?
Right. Well, Sound Diplomacy is a great organization, and they help really establish what are called music cities around the area, around the country. Like you have places like, you know, Nashville, Austin, Lawrence, Kansas, Tulsa, like all of these different places where the arts does lead the way and has a vibrant part of their existence. So Sound Diplomacy helps do studies for that in order for that to happen, and what it did was there was a study that was done on Madison. You look at the strengths of Madison, you look at the weaknesses of Madison, you look at things that can be improved. And what the result of that was we came up with a number of recommendations. And that is what this event on Thursday is about. It's about us being able to reveal the report and talk about the recommendation and things that we can take to the city and say, hey, city, if you really, really want to be progressive as you say you do, mm-hmm. how can we incorporate some of this stuff into making it a better place?
So Rob, what's the number one thing on the list? Like, tell us, like, what's the most pressing moment, man? Let the cat out of the bag here.
I can't go into all of it, but I will say, I think one of the big things is having a nightlife and entertainment coordinator, someone that can talk to different venues and to be able to make sure that like different things like festivals are having an inclusive audience, you know, and a roster of acts. So someone that could deal with, you know, that same person would be able to talk to the tourism branch of things, you know, to be able to go in and when you have these events that are going to be a touristy event, making sure that there's a balanced roster of artists. So you're getting equal representation of Madison and all. So I think that would probably be one of the biggest things that I would say is hot on the list of the recommendations.
Interesting. Okay. He revealed that, so we'll keep picking at you until we get more and more Rob D's.
Now, I've been reading a little of this here. It says, over the past year, four work groups have been discussing the areas of economic impact, artist relations and equity, business connections and partnerships. Talk about what the study was talking about, the economic impact of music on Madison's music scene.
Okay. So like, for example, if we talk about me being a musician, we talk about artist relations. And as I said earlier, I was saying there are more ways than just being a musician to create income off of music. So, for example, how do we talk about music in education? How do we create opportunities for more teaching artists to be able to go into schools and deal with work? Mm-hmm. That creates economic impact that an artist is not necessarily getting from that 30 minutes of being on the stage. Like, going and teaching, being able to being able to be compensated for doing that, for giving and sharing your talents. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different other areas as well. Business partnerships, like talking about, like, how do we talk to venues to so maybe if there's some hesitancy, you know, like, how do we create an even playing field, or what kind of programming can we do it? What kind of conversations need to be had? For example, if you have an artist that may not necessarily have a gazillion YouTube hits, but is a very credible artist and a very talented artist, how do we create these opportunities to get them in the door? You know, like,
for art's sake, right?
For art's sake, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, you know, even in the idea of, you have a lot of the mainstream venues, and the shows have tours and they have touring support, but why isn't there a local component involved
in
that?
Thank you.
Like, if the doors open at 7 o'clock, mm-hmm, and the show starts at 8, why can't you have a local opener somewhere between 7:15 and 7:45?
Green Bay is doing this right now with a new venue up there. They are hiring local musicians to open for whatever the national act is. I love that idea.
Yeah, I love the idea of actually having early music too. This is kind of off the subject, but I tell you what,
you old man,
I'm getting old and I got to be in bed by 9:30.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
Look, COVID has made me appreciate the 7 o'clock show.
Yes,
bro.
Yes.
I get it.
Love the 7 o'clock show.
Wow. How do you feel about where this can go? When you're talking about, I can see your passion and what you want to happen. Can it happen here?
I think it can happen, because I feel like Madison has this idea of being such a liberal place, and we haven't gotten there yet. You know, and I think that the arts is a very good way to get there. And I say the arts, and I say music in particular, but we can get there if we are given the opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really what it's about, and it's about just really taking a chance on things. So is it quite there? No, it's not. But there is room, and I think that when people read the report and they see these recommendations, they'll be able to see some of the things that we're talking about. You know, even things like transportation from downtown to wherever is an important thing to take into consideration. Like, mm-hmm, that's a driving force why maybe musicians don't get to shows, or maybe people don't come to as many shows because they can't afford to transfer and maneuver downtown. Like, let's talk about that kind of stuff. Like this is all stuff that brings quality of life in Madison, and it raises the level. So, the report will be out on Thursday, and people can dig into it and really get a chance to really see what we are trying to aim for.
Wow, these are amazing discussions to have. And really, we should be talking about every city in Wisconsin, because there are great artists all over this state.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe we can get some of this information out to them. And then these types of conversations and ideas and concepts can start happening around the state. Hey, maybe even our listening areas.
Yeah, you know, we're practically statewide on FM radio, all over the place with the Civic Media app. So, like Rocker said, the music scene in Wisconsin, there's a lot of artists and talent in this state. This is why we're here, and we appreciate you doing what you do too, Rob.
Man, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Man.
Real quick, tie up the event coming up. Give us the details on that.
So the event is on Thursday, December 8th. It'll be at Cafe Coda. That's 1224 Williamson Street. The event starts at 4:30 and it goes to 6:30. And basically, it's a happy hour meetup. So people can come out, get a chance to interact. We have DJ DJ M. White will be spinning records, and then we'll kind of reveal the report, talk about some things, and then do a lot of networking and go from there.
And I want to give everybody a chance if somebody really can't make it at that 4:30 time, or even some of the things we've talked about now. Maybe they can't get transportation to this, but they're really interested. It's also going to be on Facebook.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And it's on the Greater Madison Music City Facebook page. The
Greater Madison Music City Facebook page. If you don't remember that, you can remember UCAN, Urban Community Arts Network.
Perfect.
Yeah. Make sure you check out the website, www.ourgmmc.org.
And, you know, I think it's really worth mentioning that Sound Diplomacy, this organization that did all this research, that when I looked at it, amazing some of the work that they're doing. It's worth going to check them out. Mm-hmm. They're at www.sounddiplomacy.com, and really it'll really open your eyes up.
That's awesome. Rob, in addition to doing awesome stuff with the with this right here, but you're also a musician, you brought a song in for us to play today. It's called Nah Nah. Tell me about the song, Rob.
It was you know, it's funny because I made this song during COVID, and it had a vibe of very, very Minnesota kind of urban funk kind of thing that I was just starting to work on. It's influenced by Prince, Moore's Day and the Time, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, kind of like that whole you dig. So that's what it came from. It's just a party record, man. That's about it.
That's awesome.
Let's check it out right now.
Yeah.
So Greater Madison Music City, GMMC. Mm-hmm. Give that website one more time, please.
www.ourgmmc.org. That's www.ourgmmc.org.
There it is. Rob, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Woo-hoo.
Love the song, too. Nah Nah is Rob D is on Max Inc. We are local music.
You got me feeling real Horace Hughes Jones, man. It's so great mixing here. Midwest finesse, now let's be clear. Northern exposure, new frontier. Good rhymes, good times, and yes, it's good beer. We be spinning BPs in here. Giannis and Yelich have some good years. No time thinking it, we about making it. That glass of the stuff, yo, I'm all about breaking it. From a small town, but I got big dreams. Chain will dye it up, now I get more greens. Where the good fiber, the flow on cyber. Vamos loose, flamingos flock tighter. All we do is give that good try. Close the hidden playlist on Spotify. Do da 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 do just like shy. It's that nah nah, simple word, so fly. Ooh na na, ooh na na, ooh na na, ooh na na. Essential to ease of doing our thing. Been here a while, this is not just a fling. Some take the hate cause the style that we bring. We be so fine with the bars that we sing. On every word, now the people do cling. Like fight like modern, don't let freedom ring. Only speak truth, it may cause a sting. Jamming like Teddy on that is just sling. Rock winter, summer, and fall back to spring. Ready like heavy, we got our own thing. Diddly, diddly, D, give me space. Like, comma, breathe in, breathe out to the na-na. Got a dugout of the genus with the white claw. Nine out five, come one, come all. Grown folks now got the wherewithal. This bad moves in it for the long haul. Sing nah nah, I encourage y'all. Like, ooh na na, ooh na na, ooh na na, ooh na na. Oh,
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Rob D's there, and Nah Nah. Make sure you check out the GMMC, the Greater Madison Music City, Thursday, December 8th at Cafe Coda, starting at 4:30. There's going to be some live music there, plus the most important discussion there. Thanks for coming on the show today, Rob. Really appreciate you. Oh, the Devil's Lair is getting set up. Dave Adler's here. He's got his piano as big as somebody's melon. Wow, it's a big piano. I'm going to get that live all hour, 9 o'clock, here on Max Inc. Radio. Right now, let's do some Cribs Hitter. She Barely Loves Me. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great looking.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors. Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria. Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company. Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly. And Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local Grown Radio.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go
to WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.